Hello, welcome to Slimming World Podcast. I'm trying to put my glove on with like just wriggling my fingers. It's not a classy situation. I mean, can you just like push it? Oh, you've got your... This is a disaster when you both got gloves on. Anyway, we're outside. We're going for a walk today. The sun is setting. There's a beautiful kind of red hue in the sky. It's a bit icy out, a bit chilly. Both me and Anna have been under the weather, so let's see how long this episode lasts.
I mean, literally, this is my least favourite habitat and you've got me in it. But for you, I will do it.
But anyway, hope you had a fantastic Christmas. Yeah, so Christmas is done. Parties are done, although there could be a few more parties this week. We're in the no man's land, aren't we? Yeah. Where basically, is it Christmas? Is it New Year? Who really knows? So we're going to kind of talk about things to kind of think about as you start to ponder your New Year resolutions. Where would you like to be with your weight moving forwards? Would you like to lose weight? Would you like to stay with the same? If you're at Target, just some things to kind of think around this with an empowering message of yes, you can with Slimming World.
It is an exciting message, that, isn't it? Yes, you can. I feel like I want to break into song. You can be anything. No? Okay, bear in mind, I've got a sore throat.
Yeah, steady on with that. Right, so we will get into that whilst we're walking. Feel free to put your woolly hat on and appropriate winter wear and safe and comfortable walking shoes to pop your headphones on and walk with us if you wish. As we walk just around the block for 20 minutes or so, walk with a friend as you listen to the podcast. But first of all, let's hand over to Ryan and find out what's happening in the ukulele-er-la-la-la's inbox.
Why hello there, you lovely Slimming World podcast listeners. Great to have you with us. It's been a busy week for the inbox. Let's find out who's queuing the ukuleles today.
Hi everybody, this is Christine and baby Jack.
Hi, my name's Sally.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
Hi, my name's Rob and I'm from North Thoresby in Lincolnshire.
This is Amy Davis in South Wales.
Hi, my name is Trish and I'm a new Slimming World consultant in Enniscorthy Rugby Club in the southeast of Ireland.
And we attend in Mallow, County Cork with the lovely Rhoda.
My consultant is the lovely Paul Green from Slimming World Tetbury.
And I go to Sharon's group on a Thursday night in Holtonley Clay.
And I attend Debbie Weeks' group in Sidcup.
In true Slimming World podcast style, I am outside walking in the rain whilst listening to this week's episode.
And I'm here wondering, why didn't I become a consultant sooner? Because I simply love my job. But while I contemplate on that, cue the ukuleles.
And without further ado, because I'm freezing and wet, cue the ukuleles.
Cue those ukuleles.
Cue the ukuleles.
Cue the ukuleles.
Cue the ukuleles.
Fantastic. I love listening through all of the ukulele-er-la-la-las. It's quite difficult to say ukuleles, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you to Amy, Rob, Christine, Sally, Tracy, Trish. Just a reminder that next week, lines have closed for queuing the ukuleles. Next week, we have a bumper episode on our Members Only podcast where we're going to play all the remaining cue the ukulele-er-la-las. It's quite hard to say that, isn't it?
I mean, have you noticed I've not said it once? I've just let you say it.
Okay, it's quite hard to say, quite hard to spell. Anyway, yeah. Oh, welcome to the podcast. So I'm Claire, this is Anna. Every other Monday, we put out a podcast on our public feed on Apple and Spotify. And this week is our fourth birthday as a podcast. Happy birthday, Zush.
Happy birthday! 4 years!
You can go back and listen to the first episodes we ever did on Apple and Spotify. It is absolutely cringeworthy, as we had no idea what we were doing. We were so embarrassed. We didn't even really know each other.
No.
You're capturing the first ever conversations me and Anna actually had outside of group, not over the pay and way.
Do you remember how professional we thought we'd have to be? Like, we'd chatting normally and the mic would go and be like, I don't know what to say. And now we just let it flow.
Exactly. So, yeah, go back and listen and you'll hear how different our lives are and what's happened over the last 4 years. I feel like it's a dear diary of my life for sure.
I mean, yours has changed. I feel like, did you ever watch Adrian Mole when you were younger?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll just leave that there. Don't worry. Don't worry.
No.
It will be lost. You know, Adrian Mulwer used to write to his diary. Where he used to write in his diary. I feel like this has been our diary, hasn't it, for like 4 years.
Yeah, it's quite exposing. Crazy. But
yeah. I know, when people know more about you than you do, you know, you've overshared. I
can't remember what we said 3 years ago, but you guys hold on to it. Yes. So anyway, if it helps you and it helps you feel a little bit less alone, it feels like you've got that support, you've got that motivation, then we've done our job, is what we always say with the podcast. True. So this idea, so Slimming World kind of sent us some information about what they're kind of launching in the new year. And the message really is about this, yes, you can with Slimming World, but there's like a few kind of bullet points that over the next few weeks in group, on the online events, that they're going to be talking about. And so like the bullet points of these messages are... you've got it on your piece of paper
know,
in front of you.
I know.
We have to consult notes for this because we don't want to get the message wrong.
No. So am I firing them off at you?
Yes.
Lose weight without ever going hungry. Take control and become an expert in yourself. Find a friendly and super supportive group. Build activity habits in at your own pace. Fit all this in around.
Fit it out.
She's making me walk and talk at me.
She's walking so fast that I can't keep up. I'm going to fall over the headphone wire. Slow down. We can slow it down. Okay. Fit all this around you and your lifestyle. She's still walking fast. Slow down.
I can't.
Come on, guys.
So, yeah.
She's cold, that's what it
is. I am, you know me. And I think there's something...
So that first one, lose weight without ever going hungry. I think
amazing.
For people, like, you can lose weight without ever going hungry. A lot of people are like, wait a second, that doesn't make sense. I don't believe that.
No, well, I remember when I first food optimised, I had had that hollow pain in my stomach. Do you remember that, like, gripey pain? And I thought that's what you felt when you lost weight. I thought that was weight loss.
Headaches, yeah. That's what I used to get, the hunger headaches.
Yes, or, like, low blood sugar that you'd have a little bit of a shake. So, yeah, I think the thing is, knowing that you can fill up on that kind of everyday food, like pasta, potatoes, lean meats, veggies, and you don't have to weigh and measure it, there's this kind of really great notion of cutting calories without counting calories, and it's a really exciting prospect, isn't it?
I've got.
Do you want to swap hands? Are we okay?
Oh no, no! I've dropped my my gloves are so big.
Oh, very big, aren't they? And they look super warm.
I need to do it this way. Got the piece of paper the wrong way.
I mean,
so let me just recap what you said. So you talked about there cutting calories without counting calories.
Yes.
It's definitely like a really big trend at the moment. When I look at Instagram, which is where I end up kind of following most of my inspiration, there are a lot of people talking about calorie counting. But I guess the thing that I kind of learned was that a calorie in does not equal a calorie out. Like, it's way more complicated than that.
And not all calories are built the same.
Totally. So I think it can kind of be quite tiring where you're, you know, counting every single like calorie of everything that you're eating, and it's like another stick to kind of beat yourself with.
Yeah, totally. Also, another thing I found when I've done calorie counting previously was that you don't always make healthy choices when you're counting calories, because you can pick 100 calories of chocolate or 100 calories of, I don't know, pasta, and the pasta's going to be better for you, isn't it? So, yeah. And also, I remember someone said to us once, it's like counting every second in every day. You wouldn't do that, would you?
That is mind-blowing. That is a phrase. You wouldn't count every second of every day, yeah.
Yeah.
So the other point was about taking control. And I think
a lot
of people kind of do feel like, as they're kind of gaining weight, you know, they're moving up dress sizes, that they're losing control
100%.
Of themselves, of their life. They feel powerless, like, because they're hooked on these kind of like high calorie, high fat foods. And, you know, the people talk about potential like sugar addiction, caffeine addiction. There's just so many messages out there that it's hard to know who to believe and how you can just, like, you know, I remember saying to myself, just get a grip.
Yeah.
Just get a grip, woman. Stop doing this. I'd be in that wake up in the morning after, like, having had too much alcohol,
yeah,
and woken up with a kebab and leftover chips in my bed with my shoes on.
I remember waking up with a pizza on my chest. No, not a pizza, a pizza box on my chest.
The question was, did you eat it for breakfast?
No, because there was none left, but I did lick the box just to get any excess out.
You know, like, and then you kind of think, how do I stop this?
Yeah, and it is that loss of control, that feeling like a runaway train a little bit. I was like that with the binge eating. So, yeah, another thing that I've always loved is watching people understand themselves, watching people unravel that kind of behaviour that they've done for so long. And like it says, becoming an expert in yourself, making these changes, understanding why you behave in such a way, because sometimes we've behaved in such ways with food and alcohol for so long we don't know where it began. So
see, that's interesting, because there are a lot of different things that are kind of on the market now where you pay a weekly subscription,
yeah,
and your meals are delivered to you for that week, or maybe like the recipes are and the ingredients and you, yes, make those things. But when you stop that subscription, how do
Where's
you
wisdom,
know
yeah,
like what like your
well, you haven't
what
made,
your triggers are really?
Yeah, you haven't made the habit change of understanding why you've done these things, how you've done them, and how you might need to do different things or manage your emotions.
What do you mean? Like, say there's a birthday coming up, or I'm about to go on, yeah, holiday, and then you don't want to come back from holiday weighing a stone heavier. Yeah,
exactly.
Or it's Christmas and you don't want to put on 3 stone over Christmas.
Yeah, ideally not. Yeah. Yeah. I think what I see is that people can lose weight if it's set in a box for them, but
if everything's perfect,
yeah, but actually you need to learn to live the curves of life
and totally.
You really need to know that actually I need to understand that if I am stressed, how I'm going to eat, if I'm happy, how I'm going to eat. And you need those kind of tools of understanding yourself that you can't get unless you know yourself or you've had the support to get to know yourself, really, because we've uncovered so many things, haven't we, in our journey
about that. Yeah, like I remember all the times of being heartbroken from another relationship breakup.
Yeah.
And that period, I wouldn't want to eat anything.
Oh, really?
Right. And then when I was bored,
you'd want to eat.
I'd want to eat everything.
Yeah.
And I would just be eating for the sake of eating. And I think that kind of was a bit of a crack of like the cycle there. And by going to group and weighing in and staying for image therapy, I think the biggest way I think I learned what was going on in my head was hearing other people in group,
yes,
say what they were struggling with, work through how they got through it, and I was like, oh yeah, I do that too.
Yes, totally. Like watching, I remember a lady saying about when she was bored and the chocolate she'd eat, and when she was tired, I was like, that's me. But I'd never understood that until I saw it. I remember when you broke up with your boyfriend and you came to group and you got crowned Woman of the Year, and I remember you being like, me being here is a turning point in my life, because I would have hidden away previously, but you didn't. You faced it and you carried on, didn't you? But I think that's because, yeah, you'd learnt some techniques on how to cope.
I sobbed through the whole ceremony.
Oh, I just remember just thinking, oh, this poor thing, just sobbing. But look at you now. You're not sobbing, you're freezing.
You know, that's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, I think what you're saying about life still happens,
yes,
you know, you can't lose weight in this perfect circumstance, exactly what you're saying. And I think the biggest thing as well about, you know, the difference of Slimming World is that there is this support, be it online through the community there or in group, and actually having that support
is vital.
Yeah,
the
yeah, absolutely.
As well, the consistency of the support doesn't wane. It's
I've made
there.
Some amazing friends. Oh, like actually we wouldn't even know each
well,
other
if it wasn't for Slimming World. Like I've, you know, I think it's the consistency as well. Slimming World groups are open 52 weeks a year. You can always get that support, and I needed that consistent support, because actually at times in our lives our worlds have fallen apart, and if it hadn't been for the members in my group, I wouldn't have made it through in the way I did. So I think never underestimate the power of support.
See, there were two people who we had on our episode a couple of weeks ago, Time to Celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Jason and Matt, which come to my mind.
Yeah.
Jason had like you know, become like a whole part of like the network and made all these friends,
yeah,
as part of his group. He had a new social life, really. And Matt saying, you know, as he was grieving his dad passing, that he hadn't destroyed himself in the process. He had looked after himself. He'd respected himself. And actually, as a result, it only put a few pounds on.
And that was all.
And he hadn't gone backwards. And I think that's where not being on your own and having the support, I think, is a massive part that this isn't a food plan where you get a box delivered to you, you follow a certain plan of recipes for 7 days. That's there if you need that bit, but extra stuff that you get is being with people that understand what you're going through.
Yeah, and it's almost about equipping you. Like, I remember a consultant saying to me once that losing weight is your training for your target, and actually everything that you're going to go through and all the support you're going to get.
So losing weight is your training for being target.
And actually, you know, when everything that you encounter in that kind of journey is going to help you maintain your weight loss, and a massive part of that is the support structure and learning that you need support. I meet so many people who think, I'm okay, I don't need help, but you do. We all need help.
When you can kind of come to the room and say, right, I have got like a holiday coming up where I'm going away with a group of people who aren't following Slimming World, and I need some ideas of how I can kind of, you know, protect my weight loss, what can I do within breakfast and things, and having a whole room of people say, here's how I handled this situation, here's what I did, like anticipating the hurdles before they happen, even going on the app and looking at the, you know, the articles, the features.
It's where just another level,
tips,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I think someone said to me, it's like I've got a room of 40 cheerleaders.
That's so cool.
When I'm feeling low, they absolutely pick me up. When I'm doing okay, I join the band. And it's like, absolutely, that feeling of support is brilliant. I love watching as a consultant from the periphery and just watching these relationships form. It's beautiful to see.
So the other thing that it mentions is about building active habits at your own pace. And I suppose, you know, some people might come at this in different places. There might be people who haven't done any exercise for a very long time. So just finding a place where they can start, be that at home on their own, you know, alongside whilst they're losing weight, or whether people are already kind of doing things, but they kind of relying on the Slimming World support to kind of help them crack the food side. And I think that is quite interesting because, you know, as part of the membership, there are these activity videos which you get in the members area, and they have all different kinds of things, from dancing, from balance, from, you know, strength thing, flexibility. And you can do them, some are 5 minutes long, some are 30 minutes long, and that's included in your membership. Like, you don't have to join a gym order to lose weight if you don't want to. For some people, they might want to do that. I suppose also like this at your own pace, because the whole thing I kind of think I cracked with the help of Slimming World was just taking my time and using the journey, like you say, to learn. So, you know, finding the different things that count as kind of activity. You know, Slimming World call their activity program Body Magic. Yeah. Body Magic isn't the same as exercise. There's a bit more kind of science behind how that works, which is explained on the Body Magic Essentials part of the app. But this idea of at your own pace, like, you and me came at it from quite different places.
Very different places. I mean,
you should reset the scene of your situation.
So, even before my back accident, I'd never...
You need to tell us about that.
Okay.
Reset.
So, 2009, June the 6th, I suffered a very severe spinal injury, resulting in a year of bed, 2.5 years off work, and a major spinal reconstruction operation. So activity was not something that was on my list, but, you know, I had to get my BMI down for the surgery. But I had to build activity in a way that wasn't going to be high impact, that was going to be something I could do consistently. And so I also had a hatred of activity. I've been really honest about that, because it was, you know, the dyspraxic, dyslexic girl who, you know, would headbutt a wall because she didn't know what to do with herself accidentally. So activity, I never had a real positive view of. So I came at it just from starting with walking. That's all I did. So what my group allowed me to do with activity was be inspired by other people, see what they did, understand how to get started. And it's taken a very long time for it to be an intrinsic part of my life. You know, I'm nearly 42, and I would say that it's only in the last kind of couple of years that it's something I do and get some level of enjoyment out of it. I'm a person that if you'd said to me 10 years ago, we're going on a walk like this, I would have gone, I'm sorry. And we're only going for a 20-minute walk around the block. It wasn't my thing. It is now.
And actually, if you want to, there is a... It's a Kind of Magic podcast that we did over summer. And if you haven't listened to those, they're walking podcasts, either 15 or 30 minutes long. And Anna climbed a mountain with me.
I mean, I'm scared of heights. It wasn't something I ever wanted to do. And I cried, didn't I? I'd had surgery
a few weeks before. It was pretty horrific. The weather was awful.
It wasn't for the faint-hearted.
It was like meant to be like July. I thought it's going to be sunny. We're going to get beautiful 360 views.
No.
We broke the umbrella in the process. I was proud of you, man.
I mean, oh, thank you. But I wouldn't have done that before Body Magic. That fear would have been too much. So, you know, activity, I think, for us was a very different approach because actually had activity built into your life.
I didn't think of it as that, though, because I didn't have a car for 8 years.
Yeah.
And I still need to get to work.
Yeah.
You know, and I was working weird hours where there wasn't public transport. And I didn't want to spend taxis. So I used to cycle to work. It was in Manchester. It's very flat.
Okay,
and I was a very slow pootler.
But the dark. There's something about the dark.
You have lights.
But being in the dark, Earl and Bye.
But I didn't have a choice.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I didn't have a choice. And I used to cycle and I was 5 stone heavier than what I am today.
Gosh.
So, you know, I think it proves that whatever your weight, you can do some kind of movement. But I used to think of it as moving from A to B. I didn't think about it as exercise. I didn't think about it as activity. But the thing I think... then when I got a car, it kind of changed a little bit.
Yeah.
You have more excuses, don't you, when it's like cold weather like it is today, to kind of want to get out. There's 1,000 excuses of why you just want to drive instead. But there was no level of consistency for me. And I think by following, there are kind of programs that you can follow with Body Magic, which are bronze, silver, gold, platinum. And I followed those, and that allowed me to kind of track my consistency and try loads of different things as well. You know, it wasn't for me about running 5k every night or something.
No.
That wasn't going to be the thing that made me happy. But actually, I found for me there wasn't one thing. I needed a bit of variety.
Yes.
And that's something that I think the Body Magic program can kind of celebrate.
I think there's a new award since we did our Body Magic, which is the Magic Mover, which is just starting something new. So say you were a cyclist and you'd done that, but you decided to go and start pole vaulting. I don't know where pole vaulting came into it.
I don't know. I mean, you've got good calves, I suppose.
I've got a nearly Olympic... I've got a mum of a pole vaulter in my group. And we were just talking about it. But you would get a shiny sticker for trying something new. A Magic Mover award.
It's a lot of M's again.
I know. I've just got visions of people going, pole vaulting? Where did that come from?
Dancing, pole vaulting.
Well, I was thinking pole
whatever
dancing,
you want to do to get some activity
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
See, I suppose, and the other thing is, like, you know, we're talking about the Body Magic. It wasn't something I really truly kind of built in until a little bit later.
Yeah.
For me, getting my head around the food optimizing plan, learning how to cook, getting like some kind of recipes in my own kind of weekly menu was a focus that I put the energy there. I parked the kind of Body Magic till a little bit later, but I suppose it's finding what works for you. But the other part, I suppose, is like this other bullet point that says here is about fit all this around you and your lifestyle. And our lifestyles are so different.
Oh.
And actually my lifestyle compared to where I was 4 years ago is completely
so
different. Night shifts, you've got a child, you know, we're both now self-employed, but before I used to do loads of shifts. I was working in hotels on the road. You know, there are people who are doing all different kinds of things. Jason, who's like, he's a lorry driver. That isn't us, by the way. We're just going to let you know that's
but
not
I've
us.
But I've done it, you know. We've charted.
That's what you're saying.
We've charted my ill health. You know, I've done it being poorly, going through treatment. Oh, is it because we walked past the car about 8 times? I've done it through treatment. It's knowing it can fit your lifestyle, your family, your friendships.
Just say that is a house alarm. It's not the car that we walk past. So if you're suddenly walking thinking, where's that alarm? Is it where I am? It's not. It's where we are. Just to reassure you.
There's also that kind of access to the, you know, the app, the barcode scanner, the activity videos, the recipes. So you can fit it in. You can still socialise. You can still have friends around. You can still have a drink. You can still have a party. Like, it is about your plan tailored to you, which is a really exciting prospect, because I think the thing we've really learned in the last kind of 53 years is that one size doesn't fit all. You've got to have something that you can tailor to your individual needs and wants and aspirations. And I think that's why, because Claire, you and I are very different people. You know, Claire's is really quite outdoorsy and quite adventurous and
now.
Quite excited. I am like, find me in a spa or a shopping centre. But do you know what I mean? Like, but we've got very different eating habits and eating styles. And we both have done it and lost weight, but we've done it in our own ways, haven't we?
Yeah. I think that's key, that you kind of make things
fit you.
Make it fit you, and that is an option. It's not like a rigid,
yes,
here's what you must eat on a Monday, here's what you must, yeah, eat on a Wednesday, you must buy all these things. There's more flexibility. Like, there are 7-day menus if you need that kind,
yeah,
of support on where to start. But over the time, you kind of, like I say, you build like your kind of
repertoire.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got your kind of go-to meals, and that offers quite a lot of freedom, I think. So,
and it's the freedom that builds success, I think, in a way, because you need enough support that you're cushioned, but enough freedom to make it your own.
So we're going to get more into the food side in next week's episode, where we're kind of talking about variety, and variety being the spice of life, that, you know, famous saying that everyone talks about. But with the flexibility and the freedom of the plan, you know, and the fact that there are all these free foods that you can kind of celebrate, that you kind of don't have to weigh and measure, we're going to get a little bit more deeper into that. So that will be available for members, which you can find on the app or in the members area. So yeah, you know, if you are just starting out, you know, we wish you good luck.
Yeah,
you know, let us know, reach out and share. How are you getting on? Where are you at with your journey right now? We've got a members questions episode coming up at the end of January. Are there any kind of topics that you think that we should be looking at for this podcast? Get in touch. We're on email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, and we are on Instagram @slimmingworldpodcast. You can send us a DM there if you want to do something. Just let us know if you want to keep any of your comments anonymous. And hopefully that kind of just gives you some of the things to do. The other thing we'll let you know is in a couple of weeks we've got a new feature coming out, which is as part of our inbox. We are resting the Cue the Ukuleles, and we are going to do milestone shout outs, because we really want to celebrate. It doesn't matter how big or small a win that you're having.
Just celebrate.
Celebrate. You know, are you a consultant and one of your members has done something amazing and you want to shout out and tell us what it is that they've done that's, you know, worthy of a little mention on the podcast? You can even leave us a voice message to do that. It's the same way that you cue the ukuleles. You find out more about how to do that on our Instagram. There's a link in the bio which you can click to find out how you do that. It would be great to hear from you, because even if it's something small, you know, like you can tie your shoelaces without having to do some weird kind of kung fu kick.
That is big in my world.
You know, it's not all about the numbers on the scales. We love celebrating non-scale victories as well.
Celebrate.
So, yeah, have a great New Year celebration, whatever you are doing. We look forward to hearing about, you know, are you going to do resolutions? Are there goals that you're working towards? We look forward to playing a part. You know, if this podcast helps keep you motivated, then we'd love to play a small part in celebrating with you.
Yes, stay warm, stay safe,
and get inside and have a nice warm cuppa, because that's what we're doing.
I can't feel my fingers.
Woohoo! Okay, bye.